Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I don't have a good feeling that the audio is going to be that great tonight. Yeah, that's what I thought. Jesus Christ. I'll be right back. Wow. I knew that it was going to be bad. I really, really did. Yeah. I knew that it was going to be bad. I knew that it was going to be bad. I could just tell how slow the music was playing and everything. I don't know what the fuck to do when it comes to the audio. I don't understand why I continuously have this problem. Any better? Still the same? All right, so it's good? All right. How is everyone doing tonight? Thought I saw Tampa Terry in the chat room. Been a while since I've seen him. I wonder what he's trying to do by coming into my chat room and trying to stir up shit, most likely. I got Iggy T. Hell yeah. Iggy T says hello. Gary. Yo, yo, go. I don't understand. How do you trade Baker Mayfield when you got Deshaun Watson that is in a lot of trouble? He's got a lot of scrutiny against him. I loved him with Clemson, but. Browns? Yeah, I don't know, man. I wish that they would just, well, I don't even know if that stadium's around still. I loved that stadium, the dog pound, where the Indians and the Browns played together. There was just something about that place. There was just something about that place. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Baker is now going to be a Carolina Panther. So I hope it works out for him. I really, really do. I got a great guest. Well, I don't know. I'm saying it's a great guest. I got Leo Prada. He's going to join me at 7:30. So I got that coming up. But if you want to call in, I would love to talk to anybody that wants to talk to me, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Gary says, Municipal Stadium. That is where Dan Marino ruptured his Achilles tendon up there. But if the Raiders wouldn't have moved to Las Vegas, I think the Oakland Athletics would have been the last team to share the same field with a baseball team. Because the Athletics, everybody wants to talk about how bad the Tampa Bay Rays attendance is. Oakland. It's on a whole nother level. But I want to get some interaction with you guys. So Once again, before I get into my first topic, 407-270-3044. So I've talked about this. I'm working this new job. And it kind of relates a little bit to yesterday's topic. I know I kind of went, well, Tampa Terry, you're a pretty easy person to talk shit about. I said it. I really don't care, but Tampa Terry, hope you're well, my friend. But one of the things that I talked about yesterday was about how I never, ever think I'm going to get back into terrestrial radio. I'm not going to pursue it. If somebody came to me and gave me a good offer, yeah, I would. But terrestrial radio is not like at the front of my mind right now because I'm working this other job. I'm happy with it. I got a potential to be able to make more money in other facets. And I'm happy right now because I still get to do my podcast. And I did not want to talk trash about whoever I talk trash about. I know who I did, but I'm not going to mention their names because I'm moving on. But I'm going to voice my opinion now because guess what? I don't need it. I do not need it. I don't. And I'm just to the point where I'm going to do what's best for me. And back to the job that I have now, it pays me. I get paid the best that I've been paid in a really, really long time. I got full medical, full vision, full dental. And I love it. I'm having a great time. I'm able to save up money. I'm going to be making more money here in the near future. So I'm happy in the place that I am. Now, I mean, of course, things could be better, but so now that I have medical insurance, I have not seen or talked to a psychiatrist or a therapist since before I got Baker acted, before I ended up spending 11 days in an institution. And I had this scheduled today. I was very apprehensive about doing it because most of these doctors and everything that you talk to, their solution is to throw pills down your throat. You know what? If anybody is a moderator, can you just delete Tampa Terry from existence, please? Because I don't need that. And you know what, Tampa Terry? Fuck you. Seriously. You would never say that to my face. You would never say that to my face, Tampa Terry, because I would fucking fuck you up. I would. You're gone. And I believe in freedom of speech and all that stuff, but fuck you, Tampa Terry. Fake. Baker Act radio bit. Fuck you. Because you do not know what I've been through. Hold on. This grabbed my attention. Hey, Tuds, question. My cousin is dying, and I was told not to ask for thoughts and prayers. I told the person who said this to, well, fuck off. Benny Van Payne Jr. I'm not a religious person at all. I'm not. But if somebody says, oh, I'm going to pray for you, or, you know, like, I've always taken that, and Benny, I'm not judging you or anything, but this is how I deal with it, okay? I never look down on people that are religious and stuff. I just don't. If that's what you want to do and it makes you a better person, then it's great. It's great. But if somebody is saying, hey, Tuds, question, my cousin is dying. I was told not to ask for thoughts and prayers. I told the person to, you know, fuck off. My view and thoughts on the whole situation is I never, ever look down on somebody that says, hey, I'm praying for you and your family, or I'm praying for you. Okay, then thank you. I really, really appreciate that. I do, because that shows that that person is thinking of you. They care about you. And if religion and God and Jesus is so important to them, and they're willing and they're saying that they're going to pray for you, that means that they care. And even if you do not support religion, which I don't, I don't want to say that I'm atheist. I don't want to label myself as atheist. But also at the same time, if somebody's going to say, hey, I'm praying for you and your family, you know what? Those people are being kind enough to say that they're thinking of you. And that's the way that I look at it. Hopefully that answers your questions. But back to Tampa Terry, and this is it. I don't want you ever anywhere in my chat rooms or anything like that, because you're a troll. You're trying to get attention. And for you to say what I did was a fake Baker Act type thing. Yeah, Tampa Terry is being crazy as fuck. And the thing is that people think that they can say whatever they want to say to me because they think I'm weak. They see me as the nerd. None of these assholes ever, ever say it to your face. They just do not. So what I'm trying to say is, Tampa Terry, and hopefully you're not in here watching, but fuck you. Fuck you. Because I guarantee you would never say what you say in the chat rooms to my face. Because I wouldn't let it slide. Do you think that I wanted to spend 11 days in a mental institution? It was the worst 11 days that I ever had in my life. So fuck you. You're a piece of shit. You are. But back to what I was talking about, by now having insurance and stuff, I talked to a therapist for the first time since before I was institutionalized. And well, Tampa Terry, you know what? You guys have at it. If you are a moderator, get rid of that Tampa Terry, please. Get rid of him. Tampa, email me, because you're a pussy. You are. You're a fucking pussy that would never, ever say what you're saying to me in my face. You just wouldn't. Because I would end that shit pretty quickly. And you're a coward. How about this, Tampa Terry? Call into the show. Call into the show, 407-270-3044. But you won't. You won't, because I will own you. 407-270-3044. Call in, Tampa Terry. You won't, but you're a bitch. You're a bitch, and you won't do it. So, what's it going to be, Tampa Terry? Call in. Call in. Are you afraid? Matter of fact, if my producer, Vulture, is listening right now, tell Tampa Terry to call in. Call in. Because you won't. You won't. Here we go. Let's see. And I'm sure this is Tampa Terry. Hello?
Yeah, Tampa Terry here, number one caller of the show.
I got more calls coming in. What's going on here? I don't even know what this is about. Tampa Terry, call back in, please. I don't know what happened there, but please call back in. I don't want anybody to think that I was scared of pussy ass Tampa Terry, but call in. I welcome it. Please call in. But when you called in, I was obviously having another phone call coming in, and I don't know why. So call back in. And I agree with you, country girl. It did sound fake. So, Tampa Terry, call in. Please, I beg you. I don't think that was actually Tampa Terry. 407-270-3044. You know, people take me as weak. And I agree, country girl. It was fake. But people take me as being weak. And I'm not saying I'm some type of tough guy or anything like that. I've gotten my ass beat a whole bunch of times. But Jesus Christ, I'm 42 years old. I'm not going to let some asshole, like, try to punk me. I'm going to stand up for myself. Tuttle Army, what a buddy. Tuttle Army says, the mad dog Christopher Russo had great things to say about Gene Burns and Jim Phillips today. I like the mad dog. I love his persona on the air. I think some of the stuff that he's doing on ESPN is kind of taken away a little bit. But I love him and Mike. You know, that was a great duo. Holy crap. But anyways, I ended up talking to a therapist for the first time today. And there's a lot of stuff that came up in this conversation. You know, a lot of you guys saw me as the loser that self-medicated, that did drugs and all this stuff. Yeah, I was that. But I was also self-medicating people. A lot of stuff that happened to me, not by my parents, but there's some pretty deep, dark childhood trauma that I went through. And I haven't talked about it in a very long time with someone. And once again, like I said before, I was afraid. I was afraid to talk to this person today because pretty much all the people that I've talked to in the past, their solution was just to throw pills down my throat. And I've been there. I've done that. I don't want to be on the mood stabilizing drugs anymore. Because you don't get to enjoy true happiness. You don't get to enjoy true happiness when you're on those meds. You don't get to be happy, but you also don't get to be sad. And also, those meds kill any of your sex drive. You know, I was on them for so long, I just thought, oh yeah, Tuttle, you're just being responsible. You're concentrating on your career and your life and da-da-da-da-da. No, I did not have the urge to form any personal relationships with people or sexual relationships with people because guess what? It killed my sex drive. I mean, there was a long point in my life when I was on those that I didn't even masturbate. I didn't even rip one off. I just, oh, that's just me trying to concentrate on my life. No, that was the drugs absolutely killing any of my, you know, natural urges that a man should have. All through my 30s, I was on those drugs and everything, and it was because. And that's the reason why I didn't pursue after my marriage, my failed marriage, that I didn't. So, oh, little Lemmy's in there. Little Lemmy. I mean, Jesus, I got royalty in here. Hope you're well, little Lemmy. So, yeah, I had that conversation today. And I'm thinking about talking to the therapist again. But I don't know. Did I feel better? Yes, I definitely felt better. This was a story that I wanted to talk about yesterday, but I did not get into it. But this rooster killing, did any of you guys see this? This story of this guy up in Jacksonville. I mean, Little Lemmy says it, therapy is wonderful. It is. I just been scared of it because I didn't want to get, like, medicated like I was before, but this is one of the most Florida stories I've seen in a while. Up in Jacksonville, felony charges over a dead rooster.
Day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up.
Yeah, his neck flared up. When you hear somebody dragging their words like that, you're like, when his neck flared up.
When Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing. And he's
when he's doing his thing. God, man. I love this and I hate this. Because I know people like this. I know people like this in Florida that are Florida crackers. that were born and raised in the state of Florida, and this is just how some Floridians are. He started flaring his neck.
Doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head.
I accidentally knocked him in the head. Listen. Well, was this guy on the chicken's property? I mean, if this... Okay. If this guy was on the rooster's property, then it's a clean flogging. It's a clean spurring. Because, say what you want, if you guys have not been around a rooster that's got his spurs, those little bastards will, they'll spur you. They will spur you all day. So if this guy was just walking down the road and this was an unprovoked rooster slash chicken attack, I think this guy, this is a clean killing. This is a clean shoot.
You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when Dave...
call it a lucky shot or whatever, cuckoo. And this story is gone viral. It is all over all the social media platforms. But, man, this is straight up Florida. This is the most Florida story I've heard in a while.
Police came home. All he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. Then a couple of days later, I realized I could.
Double negative. That's another Florida thing. JSO, they didn't do anything. JSO, they didn't do anything. Well, then that means they did do something. That's a prime example of double negative all day. Listen to this.
I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. Then a couple of days.
Didn't do nothing. It's even worse than what I... JSO, they didn't do nothing.
Later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
What? For a rooster that attacked him? Was the guy trespassing? Because if so, then the rooster was just trying to protect the household.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on.
God damn it. Next thing you know, he called the chicken police on me. Never ever would I think that I would hear those words uttered.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors...
Next thing you know, he called the chicken police on me.
Continue the fight. Nick says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeye.
God damn it. Chickens are dying every day at churches and Popeyes. And a lot of people that probably don't, they're probably, what? They're sacrificing chickens. Country Girl says cock police. A lot of people think, oh, what? They're sacrificing chickens in church? No, church is chicken, and they do have some delicious-ass chicken there.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Listen to how he did Kentucky Fried Chicken. This guy has been way over the top. Listen to how Kentucky Fried Chicken...
been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chicken.
Really?
Really? You know what? Cut on your side, buddy. Waiting for my guest. It's almost 7:30. Let's see if he does show up. Leo Prada. Gonna be coming on here in just a few. Oh, it's 7:30 right now. I'm a stickler for being poignant. So, where you at? Where you at, Leo? Get this done. Let's get her done. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. If you're not here, I'm moving on to other things. Leo Prada. He started, you know what? Not promoting it until he gets on. Just not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. This is a little bit of an older story. Well, not a story per se, but I mean, I believe in the First Amendment and everything. I really, really do. But you can't be getting in the way of a presidential motorcade. Even if you don't like President Biden, the best way for you to have an absolutely bad day is to get in the way of a presidential motorcade.
She's going to get hit by a car.
Look at this. She's out there protesting. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Presidential motorcade. And bam. Bam. This bitch gets... Look at her. Now, a lot of people want to say this is excessive. No. Sorry. You should be smart enough to know that if you try to, in any way, get around a presidential motorcade or whatever, it's not going to end up good for you.
Watch my back. I got you. Go in.
Now, this skateboarder, this guy with the skateboard, this guy almost made one of the worst mistakes of his life. Because a lot of skateboarders, they like to hit people with their skateboards. And if you would have hit this guy with their skateboard, yeah, it would have been very, very bad for you. See, now Secret Service already coming in. And I know a lot of people probably think that this is excessive. No. You cannot, no matter what you think of the current president, the most guaranteed way for you to get beat or arrested is to mess with something like this dumbass lady did. Stop resisting! Stop resisting! Yeah, TT is not gonna call in. Campateri is a fucking pussy. Anyways, you wouldn't think like some hippie bitch would be like there. You know, what really pisses me off that this Leo guy, I just talked to him earlier on LinkedIn. And this asshole, he can't. You know what? I'm gonna be really pissed. Yeah, you know what? We'll see how this goes. Jesus Christ Almighty. Like, seriously? Give me 1 second. You know what? Is it, and I know I'm going to sound like, hello?
Hello. Sorry for that. I thought that was in an hour.
No, it was 7:30, you know, so sorry. I don't know what happened there. How are you, Leo?
Doing well. Thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, man. Where are you calling from right now?
I'm in Buenos Aires, in Argentina.
In Argentina. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, I see the map in the background there. Is that like your like little places to go and everything there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my children's room. So,
oh, it is.
We love to look at the map and imagine where we could go and find out about strange names.
Yeah. Hey, so, Leo, before we get into the interview and everything, tell my audience a little bit about yourself and what you're all about, your websites, how people can find out more about you.
Yeah, I'm currently doing something in LinkedIn called Meet Leo's Contact. Mm-hmm. Which is a hashtag I created in LinkedIn. Just one night before going to bed, I said, hey, I could do this. It's a way of giving people the space in my LinkedIn to introduce themselves with a short video. And people seem to like it because, you know, when you get to talk about yourself, then, I mean, I love to talk about myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm doing that on LinkedIn. I currently work in the software industry.
What kind of software?
I'm a project manager, so I'm working in different projects. At the moment, I'm in between jobs because of the recession.
Yeah,
I'm in between inverted quotes because I see a lot of companies laying people off, and then I see a lot of companies hiring. So I'm not sure.
How are things down in Argentina right now?
What was that?
How are things down in Argentina right now?
Argentina is it's a complicated country. We have our inflation right now. It's 6% monthly.
Is it what you could say a free country? Do you have absolute freedom of speech in Argentina?
Yes, I don't know about speech, but I live in Buenos Aires, which is the capital. And what is great about Buenos Aires, it's about 13 million people here. And this society, at least in Buenos Aires, is really open and respectful. So it's listed in many places like friendly to the LGBT.
Okay, so they're very open to people's just, you know, how they live and how they want to live their life then.
Yes, actually I had a friend, I have a friend, he's not here any longer, but he came here just because of that. So
wow, that
was,
I mean,
living in Turkey, and you know, some countries that are not so respectful of people's lives.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I grew up in an area in Florida where it was a big Spanish, Hispanic type community, and you see what you see, and I'm not trying to label, but from what I learned growing up, you wouldn't think that the Spanish community per se would be like okay with that type of lifestyle and stuff. And I don't know if it's something that has gotten better through the years and everything. I mean, I'm glad to see that.
I lived in Ecuador, for instance, also in South America, and the culture is different. If you go to Mexico, I've been to Mexico as well. I have Mexican friends. It's a different thing. So I would say this is something particular of the Buenos Aires area, because even in Argentina, if you go to the north, people have...
It's more progressive is what you're saying in that area. Argentina, I'm a big football, soccer fan for my American... You know, Argentina, great football country and everything. Is Messi God there? Like, does everybody love Messi? Like,
Yeah, I think it depends. I'm not a big follower of soccer, but I look at the World Cup and so on. And Messi, now that we won the
Copa,
America's Cup, it's different. But before, everyone was kind of angry,
kind of hating, or like, hey, we haven't won this cup in a while.
Right. Look at what he does in Europe at the Barcelona. And he comes here and we don't win anything. So, but now it's different. Now that we won that one.
How were things in Argentina during the pandemic? Did it get bad at all?
Well, here we had one of the longest lockdown, complete lockdown, for about 7 months. So in my family in particular, my wife is Croatian and she went with my son to Croatia to visit the family in February. And then at the end of February, they said, borders closed. No one can come in.
So she couldn't get back then.
Yeah, so we were separated for about 7 months until they started loosening up a bit the restrictions. But it was okay because she was in Croatia and they had no restrictions. Mm-hmm. They went to the beach. They had a blast. But here in Argentina, during the pandemic,
strict lockdown?
What was that?
Was it a strict lockdown? Like they didn't?
Yes. Yep. At the beginning, you could only go to the store to buy some food or medication, come back home. So it was kind of difficult.
I gotta ask. So, you know, I love when you see different cultures end up dating, end up getting married. And how do you end up meeting a lady from Croatia?
I don't know. The way I look at it, it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. We met in Facebook. And in 2004, I started studying Croatian. I don't have Croatian roots or anything. I just wanted to learn the language.
Where were you born?
Here in Argentina.
Okay, I got you.
And that was 2004. I started studying the language, and people at the office would say, oh, man, what do you study something more useful, they would say. And then in 2008, I met my now wife, and I said, you see, it was useful.
But, I mean, that had to be a good little, like, icebreaker. So, like, when you first talked to her on the phone, did you start off and, you know, speaking Croatian and stuff? Because, I mean, that would be, I think, a pretty good end. They'd be like, oh, man, this guy from Argentina, he knows Croatian. He's already talking to me like this. I mean, that had to be a big deal.
Yeah, you know what? Soccer, in a way, connected us. Because I had on my profile picture the Croatian jersey for the national soccer team.
Luka Modric is from Croatia.
He's really good. And she saw me with the jersey, and she said something like, my man. That was the first initial conversation. And about the language, I thought, ooh, I know the language. I'm going to talk to her in Croatian. And I would write to her in Croatian.
Oh, so you know, is there a big difference in spelling out words and knowing a language? Like, do you get what I'm saying? It's one thing to speak it, but to be able to write it out is another.
It depends on the language. Croatian has it has many difficulties, but it has one good thing, which is one letter, one sound. So A is always the letter A. So that's it.
English is so weird. English
and French, you share the same difficulties. Nothing is pronounced the way you think it should. Like,
no.
Why is it blood and it's not blue?
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, like, I studied Spanish. Mm-hmm. I don't know it like a lot, but I know the sounds like ba, ba, be, bo, boo, ka, you know, like, you know, it's the beginning letter with the vowel. It's A, E, I, O, U. So, I mean, I can pronounce. You could put a Spanish word in front of me, and I could pronounce it all day.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, in Croatian, it's easy because once you know the sound for each letter, then you can read something and you can pronounce it. Mm-hmm. But it has so many other complications. It's a language that didn't evolve, like, for instance, the Romance languages. So you have the declensions like in Latin. Mm-hmm. So every word is going to end in a different way depending on what you want to say. Mm. So, and they also have another complication, which is they have three words for each thing because they have different regions. So the people from the coast are going to have a word which is Croatian, but sounds like Italian. Then they have words that they got from the Austro-Hungarian Empire when they were there. So it's really complicated. It took me about 12 years to speak the language fairly decent.
Man, well, I mean, that's a really great story and everything. So tell me a little bit about this, Leo. How have you been helping out people with this thing that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I'm just giving them the space so they record a video. Like, for instance, you can record a video and you say, I'm doing this podcast and I have been doing...
Oh, can I do that for you? Maybe I can pick up some people. Can I send you a video?
Sure, of course, yeah. I have about 80 people so far. And the thing is that in LinkedIn, I have about 22,000 connection followers. So from those, when I see someone who might be interested, then I just offer the space and then post it with the say something nice. And the funny thing is that I have some which are in English, and then I have some in Spanish, and then I have some in Croatian and some in Serbian.
Hey, how about this though? Like, if I did a video for you, could you dub over the top of my voice in like Spanish and Croatian so like I could reach more of an audience? So I mean, I know I know it wouldn't match up with my lip movements, but you would be like one of those martial arts films back in the day. You could be dubbing over. Yeah,
that would be great.
Do you live near a highway or in the middle of the city? I just heard a big ass horn in the background there.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
not bothering. I'm just asking.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's a hospital for about 3 blocks.
A lot of sirens. A lot of.
And the fire department is 3 blocks the other way. So I gotta hear the fire trucks and.
I gotta deal with that all the time. You're in Argentina, but what is the main opinion of America by Argentinians?
I would say in general, people look up to America and if they want to go on holidays. But it depends. Because
it's not that great, man. I used to be like, I still think we're a great country, man. But like, I just watch the news. It's depressing as shit.
I would say everything everywhere is depressing. I mean, in some places more than others, but you know, I went to the States for about 6 years in a row because I made a friend on the chat room. I'm talking about back in the 90s. Mm. And
so like we met AOL Instant Messenger type deal, probably
something like that, but yeah. A bit before IRC, and we started talking, and one day I said, "You have an extra bed?" And she said, "Yeah." Okay, I'm going to your house tomorrow. She said, "Oh, okay, sure." And then I showed up next day, up in Maine.
I've lived in Florida all my life. Maine just makes me want to shiver.
And the funny thing is that I would go there when it's summer here, which means in the middle of winter in Maine. So it was this high of snow every day.
Yeah, you don't get snow in Argentina, probably.
No, here in Buenos Aires, you don't. In the south, there is a lot of snow, and you have
because you got mountains and stuff, and
You have the Andes, which are really high, and they have really good ski centers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to I know I'm gonna butcher Machu Picchu or whatever.
Where you're going?
I would love to go there. Like I've heard, but I don't know. Like Florida is a very flat place. I don't know if I could deal with the altitude.
I lived in, like I said, I lived in Ecuador, and Quito is that would be I'm trying to translate it into feet. That would be
Oh,
like
so
10,000
Ecuador
feet.
is like one of the highest areas like in South America, isn't it? Like people get altitude sickness in there, like
Yes.
if they're not used to that area.
And when I got there, I was a kid. I was about 10 years old. And when I got there, you would get dizzy just by getting out of bed. It's like, whoa, I need to sit down because the oxygen there is
It's like one of the highest metropolitan
scarce.
cities in the whole world, from what I've learned. Like those people in that city, it's even more than Denver, Colorado. Everybody wants to talk about Mile High in Denver, but like that Ecuador area is just like even that much
And
more.
Bolivia also, they have high cities. And the funny thing that I was going to military school, so I had to run and do all these things.
But it was
It
probably good for you though. Like it, like if you were
was.
in lower altitude, man, you could run circles around people probably.
Yeah, that's why some of the greatest marathon runners in South America come from Ecuador
Yeah.
because they train up there and then they come down here and they say, "Ooh, there's a lot of oxygen here. I can do
Yeah.
it like nitro."
What are the gun laws like down in Argentina?
It's really difficult to get one. You have to get a special permit.
Permit, yeah.
And you have to go through a psychological test, and they give you just a number of weapons. I used to have a rifle. I would go to the firing range and so on, but then I sold it. But we do have a big problem with illegal firearms.
Yeah.
So
What's the biggest problem down in Argentina right now that you guys are facing?
I would say the biggest two problems are the economy. Like I said, with the inflation and so on, and in insecurity, it's especially here in the big city, there are some really rough neighborhoods. It's kind of
Drugs
difficult.
a
I
big
live.
problem at all in Argentina?
Because
What's
you
a
have like a slum.
what is the drug? Like, I mean, you Colombia, you think cocaine and stuff. What is the drug that is like a big problem in Argentina?
You have like in the outskirts of the city, you have these kind of slums, and in those neighborhoods, from what I hear, is they smoke something which is like what is left of when they make cocaine, so it's
Okay,
really bad.
yeah.
I don't know the name,
I can only imagine.
but
Probably.
it's something cheap and really harmful, so.
Yeah. Leo, before I let you go, tell my audience, and hopefully you don't mind any of the questions. I just like
No,
to
of course.
talk about the culture. Okay, one last thing. Let's leave on a positive note when we're talking about Argentina. I love food. Everybody loves food. What are some of the foods that Argentina is known for?
We are known for really, really good beef because we have there are all open
Great
pasture
cattle. They're
cows.
probably free range. They're eating off of
Yes,
natural
that's
grass.
what I wanted to say. So the meat is really tender, and we actually export a lot of that to a lot of countries.
But
I would
like
say not to the US, but
what is the one meal though, like everybody that Argentina is known for?
if you come to Argentina, then you have to have asado, which is basically a piece of meat on the grill. So
I mean
yeah.
nothing beats grilled meat. So all right, hey Leo, tell my audience once again how they can check you out and if they want to contact you and all that stuff.
Yeah, they can find me on LinkedIn because I closed most of my other social networks. So I'm Leandro Prada. And I have these Meet Leo's contacts. If you look it up, then you can find it very easily.
And what about your website or anything or no?
Yeah, I have a website which is leoprada.com.ar. Because I used to build websites, so it's always fun creating, and I'm always doing something.
Well, hey Leo, man, I really enjoyed this conversation, man. Hopefully you did as well too. Let's keep in touch. I follow you on LinkedIn and stuff, so if you ever need anything,
and we will do the dubbing on the video for sure.
I think it would be amazing. Yeah. I think it would be absolutely amazing. So Leo, man, have a great night. Hopefully you and your family stay safe and prosper. And I'm always around if you need anything, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great night. All right, guys, gonna get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.